We'll commence with the March 18, 2011 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Brian Patry, KG4WIJ, with this rain report, which is available as a weekly podcast and download from therainreport.com. If you have been following the amateur radio press the past few weeks, you already know about House Bill H.R. 607, a bill that proposes to sell off some 440 MHz spectrum. For some background and a look at where the House Homeland Security Committee is with the bill, Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Alan Pitts, W1AGP, Media and Public Relations Manager for the ARRL, the National Association of Amateur Radio.
This particular bill, H.R. 607, which is currently in the House Homeland Security Committee, was introduced by Representative Peter King, who's out of New York, back in February 10th. The only thing that was even slightly close to this was a number of years ago. There was a shift in a bill for the 220 frequencies. We lost part where we were a secondary user, but we also gained part, which remains a 220. We are now the primary, and they're ours completely, as opposed to kind of being the second cousin, being invited in where, yeah, we were just tagging on. This particular bill, H.R. 607, is interestingly in the sense that there had initially been the plan to sell off what used to be the UHF television frequencies, or some of them, I won't say all of them, some of them, to sell those and get financial recompense for them. However, what Representative King's idea is to take those frequencies, which used to be the UHF TV frequencies, and use them to create a new broadband network, which would be specifically for emergency response provider type people. Exactly how this would be separate from the rest of the internet or whatever, you can read various schemes and plans on that, which is neither here nor there. We've got no problems whatsoever with giving the D block of frequencies to emergency providers. We understand their needs. We appreciate them. We support them. That's not the issue. Where the problem comes and what really has sparked us is that there is a little extra provision to this. H.R. 607, unlike a number of other bills that have been brought forward, H.R. 607 uniquely provides for the reallocation of other spectrum to offset the funding. If they're not going to sell the D block, if they're going to give it away, well, let's get some funding from somebody else. So they're providing for the reallocation of other spectrum for auction to commercial users in order to offset the loss of revenue that would result or have resulted in the allocation of the D block. And H.R. 607 lists among the bands to be reallocated and sold at auction within 10 years of the passage of the bill, frequencies 420 to 440 megahertz and 450 to 470 megahertz. 420 to 440 megahertz is most of our 70 centimeter band. We are secondary users on that band to the military, but it is a very heavily used band. Just get yourself a repeater directory and you'll spot the number of 440 repeaters. I mean, there's thousands of them. 440 is used for all kinds of communications, everything from emergency comms to satellites. A lot of the backbone of our digital communications is done on 440. I don't know where somebody came up with, oh, well, we're just going to take these frequencies, but it's obviously a major blunder by someone. And as a number of the blogs have said, you really don't want to annoy the hams. First of all, they're passionate about their hobby. Second, they're organized. And third, they're aware. Well, we are passionate, we are organized, and we are aware of this legislation, which never should have been proposed in this current form. Now, we are not opposed to 607, the whole thing. Giving the emergency providers the ability to form their own network, that's what they want, fine. What we do oppose is the taking over 420 to 440 and selling it off to commercial users. I'm sorry, we are already using it. these bands are heavily used in a lot for emergency communications, but they're being used by amateur radio people. It's also used by the military. That's their issue. Our issue is it's being used by amateur radio people.
You're listening to a discussion about House Bill H.R. 607 between Raines Hap Holly, KC9RP, and ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager Alan Pitts, W1AGP. We'll conclude their discussion in a moment. This is the Raine Report, which will be holding forth at the Dayton Hamvention this May in Booth 329. We'll be right back.
So what we are asking people to do is to literally write to their congressman. You can find where to write and who to write and what to write at www.arrl.org/sample-letters. We'll give you sample letters for HR 607. That's arrl.org/sample-letters. There's also a brand new website that I just became aware of. This one's a long one, but it's also a good one. It's www.kd4pyr.net/hamletter.htm. That's www.kilodelta4papayankeeromeo.net/hamletter.htm. And the nice part about that one is you just put in your call sign and it gives you who is your congressional representative, put your name in the letter and everything else. All you got to do is print it, sign it, and mail it. It's nice to get unique individualized letters, but we'll take whatever we can get. The question next comes is where to mail these. Since the anthrax letter scare of a number of years ago, back in 2001, the mail that goes to congressional representatives is held back substantially because of the security threats. If you mail a letter to your congressional representative, they may not get it for months. And we haven't got months. We can't wait that long. The nice part is we have legislative representatives in Washington who will hand deliver your letter to your representative. And while they're doing it, they'll also obviously talk with them. What we are encouraging people to do is mail the letter to Schwat and Company. That's C-H-W-A-T. Unusual spelling, I know. But C-H-W-A-T and Company, 625 Slater's Lane, Suite 103, Alexandria, Virginia. And the zip code is 22314. And I'll repeat that one more time. Schwat and Company, that's C-H-W-A-T and Company, 625 Slater's Lane, S-L-A-T-E-R-S Lane, Suite 103, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. By mailing your letter to Schwat, he will get it to your representative. His people will do it in such a face-to-face way that not only are you representative, but all of amateur radio is represented when they talk to him. We've got to stop this bill or we're going to lose our 440 frequency. This is a priority for ARRL, and we believe a priority for all of amateur radio.
There are some who would say, well, still in committee. Isn't it a little early? Shouldn't we maybe wait to see if it even gets out of committee?
Well, bills have two interesting parts to it. First of all, it was introduced by the chairman of the committee. And if you know anything about committee chair people, they've got a lot of power about getting things that they themselves introduced out of that committee. The second part is once it gets out of committee, a lot of these different ideas oftentimes get packaged together and everything gets voted on at once. For example, the health care bill. If you actually read some of the health care bill, a whole lot of things got thrown in there that have nothing to do with health care. We don't know what may happen here. I'm not willing to run that risk. Let's kill this thing in committee.
And you mentioned 420 to 440 and 450 to 470. 450 to 470, that is heavily used as a major UHF public service band.
Yes, the whole thing is very ill-conceived. However, there are a number, I believe there's 11 congressional people that have signed on already as co-sponsors. These things can snowball, and we can't allow that to happen. Just at the end of last week, we received a letter from the National Public Safety Telecommunications Council. This is NPSTC, which is a confederation of major emergency response organizations. And even they agree that H.R. 607 needs to be amended, that this auctioning off of the frequencies 420 to 440 and 450 to 470 is a major mistake that needs correction.
One might argue that since the amateur service is the secondary user of 420 to 440, and that the military is the first, that the military all by itself could cut this bill off at the pass.
You would think so. Do we want to take that chance? The military has many, many different frequencies. We need to defend our own bands.
Do we have any date at which this bill is expected to be voted on by the entire committee?
Not that I am aware of at all at this time.
Now, you mentioned 11 congressmen have signed on to the bill.
This is not a complete list, but I can say Representative Benny Thompson, who's a Democrat from Mississippi, Representative Shelley Berkeley, Democrat, Nevada, Yvette Clark, Democrat, New York, Billy Long, Republican, Missouri, Candace Miller, Republican, Michigan, Laura Richardson, Democrat, California, Mike Rogers, Republican, Alabama, and Michael Grimm, Republican, New York. This is one time where ARRL has taken the lead in the defense of amateur radio bands. And it's one of the cases where absolutely the need for a national association to take the lead to represent amateur radio is being fulfilled by some very good people at ARRL. I'm very happy to work for them. I'm a ham too. I see what they do.
And if anyone would like to contact you,
the easiest way is email w1agp@arrl.org or arrl.net. Both will get to me. Whiskey1alphagolfpapa@arrl.net or arrl.org.
The thoughts and observations of Alan Pitts, W1AGP, ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager, who spoke recently with RAIN's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. A link to the Homeland Security website will be found on the sites mentioned page on therainreport.com. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2011, RAIN, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with RAIN, I'm Brian Patry, KG4WIJ, bidding you 7-3 from the Radio Amateur Information Network.